In Washington, the Defense Department's leaders faced pointed questions today on Iraq. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld told reporters at the Pentagon that there will be an even greater emphasis on stepping up the training of Iraqi security forces.
We are making very good progress with the Iraqi security forces. We know where we are. We started over here with zero, and we've gone up to a point where 136,000 today, heading towards 200,000 in October of this year when the Constitution is voted on, and a projection going up.
But earlier in the day, other top defense officials told lawmakers at the Capitol that not all those security forces are capable of battling insurgents throughout Iraq. Joining us now from the Capitol is NPR congressional correspondent David Wellner. David, how many of those 136,000 Iraqi security forces are actually ready for combat?
Good question, Robert. Well, this morning at an oversight hearing before the Senate Armed Services Committee, the Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Richard Myers said that only 40,000 of the 136,000 forces that Rumsfeld mentioned are actually capable of being deployed in battalions across Iraq to fight insurgents. And then this afternoon, Army General Peter Pace said at the Pentagon that there are 74 battalions, or close to 60,000 police and army forces, that are trained and equipped. And reporters pointed out the discrepancy, and Secretary Rumsfeld replied that numbers are numbers and capability or capacity is something else. But he insisted that, in his words, it is flat wrong to say that anyone is misleading anyone, because they are not.
Well, since the idea of withdrawing U.S. troops from Iraq depends on the readiness of Iraqi security forces, what does this mean for the prospect of withdrawing U.S. forces?
Well, it's hard telling. Right now, there are about 150,000 U.S. forces in Iraq, but that's because their commanders held over some of them who were due to leave before the elections. And today, General Myers said that the U.S. force level there will drop down to 135,000, which is the level it had been expected to be around the time of elections. But he also indicated it's likely that that's how many U.S. forces will remain in Iraq this year and next year as well. And several Pentagon officials today insisted that you can't automatically replace an American in uniform with a trained Iraqi. Rumsfeld said that much will depend actually on how much the insurgency continues to keep fighting in Iraq.
And what impact, if any, did the Pentagon officials say Sunday's election might have on the war in Iraq?
Well, they're saying that there's been a surge in volunteers for Iraqi security forces since the elections. They say that there have been 2,500 a day for a couple of days now who volunteered. And they attribute this to a lot of people feeling more like this is their own government that they're defending. Plus, a lot of fence sitters are coming down on the side of that the U.S. wants them to come down on, they say. And they also say that the election also helped make clear that the insurgency is not a nationalistic backlash, but rather what Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz described today as an unholy alliance of old terrorists and new terrorists.
David, there are also reports of a controversial comment by a Marine general who commanded troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. What's this all about?
Well, the remarks were made by Lieutenant General James Mattis, who commanded troops in Iraq and Afghanistan, and who's now the commanding general of the Marine Corps Combat Development Command in Quantico, Virginia. And on Tuesday in San Diego, General Mattis was recorded as saying, and I'm quoting him here, "Actually, it's a lot of fun to fight. You know, it's a hell of a hoot. It's fun to shoot some people." Now, General Peter Pace was asked at the Pentagon today about those remarks, and he said, and I'm quoting Pace, "Clearly in his writing and clearly in the way that his troops have acted in combat, he has set the example. I will leave it to him to tell you what he meant to say."
Thank you, David.
Thank you, Robert.
NPR's David Wellner speaking to us from the Capitol.